Do you think that neoadjuvant trastuzumab in a non-protocol setting is something that should be presented to patients as an option?
Well, I think we're getting to the point where one has knowledge that is advancing maybe ahead of the definitive proof. And remember, we are above all physicians, and our main clients are our patients. So we, I believe, are obligated to tell our patients what we believe on the best evidence that we have is the way to go. Sometimes the best evidence has to come from randomized clinical trials because the effect is so small you wouldn't see it. But sometimes you see something that's dramatic enough that you feel that you can apply it to patients without definitive formalized studies. And this may be one of those situations, to be honest with you. I think that a patient who is at very high risk, locally advanced breast cancer, HER2-new positive, that it should at least be discussed. Now, my discussion would be of the nature that we really don't know, and there may be some harms, and that it's good to answer this in the context of a clinical trial, but I would feel at least obligated to share with my patient what we do and don't know.
How about in the non-locally advanced setting?
In the adjuvant setting, I think it's a much closer call. Here, I really have no confidence at all that I could clearly say that the benefit is going to outweigh the risk. We know that we are seeing clinical cardiotoxicity in the early stage setting. There's a 3.5% difference in clinical congestive heart failure. Whether or not that is going to be offset by improvements in long-term disease-free survival, I think, is just difficult to say at this point. So I think there is a difference between those two clinical scenarios.
And when you discuss the cardiac risk with patients, what do you tell them in terms of what to expect in terms of potential reversibility?
I tell them that there is an associated cardiomyopathy and that in 3 to 4% of the time it may be clinically apparent, and a smaller number of times we may only pick it up on lab tests. I tell them that our experience so far is that most of these are reversible, somewhere between 2/3 to 90%, depending on what series you look at, appears to reverse either with treatment in symptomatic patients or just simply by withholding the drug. Furthermore, you can actually rechallenge patients without problems. And I do that in patients with metastatic disease who I think are deriving an ongoing benefit from Herceptin. Someone who is enjoying a response from Herceptin, I will put them back on if I have interrupted it due to a drop in their ejection fraction.